So what was the inspiration for this play? How did this all come about, this performance?
Sure, the inspiration for it. Well, it is a show based on my music, on the songs that I've written over the past 2 years of my life. And it's all told in, you know, kind of a logical way of the first song I wrote in the confines of my room. And it tells the story of how I got from writing alone in my room to finally being brave enough to get out and sing in the streets of South Carolina and share my music with an audience and with the world. And it's also about a lot about love, because every time I got my heart broken on my heartfelt love, I would write a song. So it tells stories of my journey of my heart.
So how do you want people to be affected by your work?
I want people to leave feeling empowered and feeling inspired and feeling like they can share themselves with the world and with other people, and that you aren't doing anybody a favor by hiding yourself, by hiding who you are, by hiding your work, hiding your art, hiding your truth, hiding your voice. You do a disservice to yourself, and you actually do a disservice to others when you do that. So I want people to play, and I want people to enjoy life. I want people to enjoy their one life that they have left on this earth, and just go 110% at it, 150%, 2,000%.
Who are your musical influences?
Musical influences? A lot of the black soulful singers. I grew up always listening to Al Green and Otis Redding and Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald, and that was just the music I only ever listened to. And I think that's informed a lot about, I was either born with this voice or I was influenced and it somehow made its way into my vocal cords and given me this kind of soulful, thick sound.
All right, so considering that, let's have a little fun. Who are some of your guilty pleasure favorites? Like, who are some, you know, artists on your iPod that you're kind of ashamed to love, but you listen to them anyway?
Sure. Well, I actually do this thing with my iPod where instead of my own music, I pass my iPod along to each of my friends. So I listen to, like, month by month, I go to a different friend and I put their playlist on my iPod because I just feel like it's the best way to find out about music. I think the Black Eyed Peas are geniuses. I really do. I think you can't listen to I Got a Feeling and not feel really good about yourself and not feel like you're in the mood to party. I think that's a fact of life. There's, what's the one with Carly? Is it Carly or Justin that I just met you? That is crazy. Like, I don't know, the comedy. Like, it is so good. You can't deny that that makes you feel really amazing. And I do like a lot of pop music. And I think if pop music was stripped down and not so computerized, it would be not so hated on, honestly.
How do you want this performance to ultimately, you know, be remembered? Let's just say a year from now, the next Solo Nova comes along and people are like, oh, do you remember Going Rogue? What do you want them to say after that?
I want them to say, oh my God, Dinah O's Going Rogue, the Solo Show was so much fun and it was emotional and I felt at peace. I felt myself and I felt like I could just be myself and I could play with her in the room and I just feel good about who I am, and I want to share that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, considering that, who do you think would get the most out of the production? What demographic do you see enjoying your work the most?
Sure. Because I thought about this a lot, and I feel like it ranges from anywhere from a banker to an artist. I feel like an artist can watch it and say, holy shit, the creative process is fucking insane. And an artist can also watch it and say, holy shit, all those times I beat myself up thinking I'm not good enough is bullshit. I need to stop. I need to stop doing that. And all I can do is to be the best version of myself so I can bring out the best version of people out as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a banker can watch it and say, holy shit, I gave up painting for what? I gave up making that beautiful bench out of that awesome tree that fell down in front of my house, because why? You know, why do I stop myself from playing and enjoying myself and living what honestly lives in me? You know, why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we deny ourselves these truths that live in us? I have a lot of friends who aren't artists, who speak constantly about, you know, yeah, I used to write, and I know I used to do these creative things, but, you know, it's just not for me anymore. And I can see it in their eyes, this feeling of regret and what if. And if we just allowed ourselves a half an hour to, you know, commit to this thing that we're passionate about, we would just be happier. We would be happier people.
How does it feel to be a part of the Solanova?
It feels amazing. Terra Nova Collective is amazing. They're an amazing group of people. They're so supportive. I trust their taste. I trust who they're drawn to. I trust their message that they want to send out. Jennifer Conley Darling is one of the most generous, open-minded, funny people I know. Jesse Hill is another incredibly generous, funny, open-minded person. I'm excited for everything they do, and I've loved every single artist they've ever attached themselves to, and I feel so honored. I just feel so honored that they think I'm worthy of their time, and it's awesome.